Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive fusion and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Oh,
Haven't heard from Ravens in a while. This Montreal electronic rock band from off their debut album from 2017, Always. That was What You're Looking For. Yeah, that album gets me in a good feeling. It's all atmospherical and just good vibes everywhere. Yes, welcome to the SMK this week. Actually a lot of shows to bring up, and also actually I should have brought this up. Main feature for this observational session in the second hour at the beginning, back at when Kazoo Fest was going on, I was able to record some concerts and performances during the festival. So one of them was Guelph's very own Drunk at the Library. Yes, we'll talk more about that in the second hour before I will be playing the entire their entire performance set. So stay tuned for that exciting feature. coming up next, actually recent band that I have seen from Toronto that's very exciting and big things are happening for them is Wax Limbs. They are going to be they're coming out with a new album. Like, I have their most recent album, For Science, released back in 2017, but they're coming out with a new album, which is, I believe it's called, oh, the Amber Bell, and they're having a album release party in Toronto at the Super Wonder Gallery Thursday, June 27th. If you go on there on Facebook to the Facebook event, you can actually RSVP, and with that, you'll get into the concert for free. Yeah, that's pretty exciting, and I think they have a big setup, like, I have the show here. The show will include electroacoustic installations and like a huge setup going there. It's going to be really exciting if you can make it out there. So for now, entering a observational set triple, we're going to be listening to, I already played For Science, the title track from Wax Limbs last album, but now we're going to the second track. I could play this whole album right now. It's so good, but we will go to the second track called The Joy of Floating here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Tatters, that's the one.
In that set, starting off with Wax Limbs, the prog art band from Toronto, and The Joy of Floating. We then heard a recent Guelph discovery that I found out recently, Habit, a art punk rock band with Flint, Michigan, off their debut EP, released at the tail end of 2018, self-released on Bandcamp and Pay What You Can. And then finishing off that set is this week's SMK concert curation musical feature, G. Michael Thomas. Carrying on from last week, the announcement of the second concert curation that will be taking place very soon, we have G. Michael Thomas, or GMT for short. That was a distant friend off of his album Love Bite under his alias Markoa. That's a more recent development change that G. Michael Thomas wants to put all of his musical creations under that name instead of separating them. The next concert curation, which I'm co-presenting with 3-9's Compact Cassettes with Dylan, will be on Thursday, June 20th at the ANAF Club here in Guelph, 32 Gordon Street. The doors will be opening at 8 p.m., starting at 8:30. $10 admission, a 19-plus venue. Physically accessible, a safe space event, and no hats policy. It'll include G. Michael Thomas, Mouthfeel from Kitchener-Waterloo, Navi of Toronto, and Guelph's very own Barry Wall, which is a new musical project by Kyle Bodie. That will be actually Kyle's first performance as Barry Wall, and that's going to be he just posted a new song which I will be playing next week, which is actually my birthday week. It's going to be my birthday broadcast. It's the Monday is June 3rd, but it's my birthday's on June 4th, but I'm making that an exception. I'm going to be playing that Barry Wall song that just went up today. It'll be really exciting, and this concert is going to be great as well, Thursday, June 20th. Continuing on now is a new album from one of CFRU's very own, a tech volunteer, Antonio Gura. I hope I pronounced your last name right. He and his Cambridge New Wave band, Low Kites, released a new EP within the last week called Maybe It's Because, and it's self-released on Bandcamp, and it's also Pay What You Can. Yeah, it's really exciting. I still haven't listened to the full thing, but I'll get to it very soon. So we're going to be listening to... I found it interesting that the track listings are... Or the songs are pretty short, but... it's very interesting. I guess it'll be interesting to listen to the whole thing together. Maybe it'll make sense then. So we're going to listen to the first track off of Low Kites. Maybe it's because EP called Very, Very, Very. Here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Hey, this is Matthew of Sombra from Montreal, and you're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
another album that I'll probably play all the way through, just like Wax Limbs is for science. That was Halifax experimental rock duo Bomnivores. That was the second track off of their new album, Metamorphonic, Sunset Spiller. That is like a wicked grooving track there. Available on Bandcamp, being self-release, and also Pay What You Can album. But I was actually so impressed by this album that I decided to support the dudes and buy it myself. And I'm not, and I mean, I am really impressed with the album. It's a lot, it was a long awaited new release by Bomnivores, and I couldn't be happier with it. Great job, guys. Coming up next, oh, you might have heard actually between Low Kites and Bomnivores, a new SMK tagline from Matthew Desmer of the Montreal electronic industrial rock band Sombra. He came in actually last Tuesday. Yes, last Tuesday to the station so that I could interview him, do a record an interview with him for a future SMK audience in the Observational Tower broadcast. And he recorded that tagline for me. And you'll find out when I produce that interview and air it, that I think we have a very special bond, because he brought, when we were talking about his musical inspirations, one band that I've never heard anyone else talk about, that no one else talks about, is the UK band Amplifier. And I haven't played them in a while, and I was just shocked and so giddy. I was so giddy that someone else listens to them around these parts. Yeah, so I think we have a mutual bond through the love of Amplifier. So in line with that, I went back to their Amplifier's last album from 2017, Trippin' with Dr. Faustus, and I will be playing a track I haven't featured on the SMK before, and dedicating it to Matthew. It was an awesome interview, and you'll hear it in the near future. So here is Amplifier with Big Daddy from Trippin' with Dr. Faustus on CFRU 93.3 FM and online streaming CFRU.ca.
Big Daddy calling.
That was Prague Friends Devouring Saturn, the Toronto Prague metal quartet with Mechanism off of their 2018 EP of Dark. I'm playing them because I kind of actually had a hand in getting this organized. Devouring Saturn is coming to Guelph. They're coming, they're bringing along Mississauga Prague melodic death metal band, the Parallax, which I, being Mississauga, my hometown, I should look into them. They're bringing Parallax to District on Saturday, June 29th, with local supports, which would have been known as Skulldick, but now they go by Nepenthe, the new band version of Skulldick, which I've been familiar with for a while now on the SMK, with their darkened doom metal, as well as Kitchener groove metal band, Cerberus. So they'll be coming to District on Saturday, June 29th. Doors open at 9 p.m., $10 at the door, a 19-plus venue. That would be really exciting, and I'm always missing when Devouring Saturn plays. yes, a little later on that. But yeah, like definitely I would go see them. And I still actually have to see look at Nepenthe, which it would be Skulldick, how I've known them by. Okay, ending off this first hour of the SMK, we're going to be playing two songs back to back because they kind of have a theme in a way. I guess the titles relate a bit because they start off with The Art Of. I actually wanted to play a track by Toronto avant-pop singer-songwriter Elcon for a bit because she features some clarinet instrumentation in her music, which I just found out it was by Karen Neg. Hopefully that's how you pronounce her last name, which I believe she is a main force behind the Guelph Jazz Festival. Yeah, that was interesting to know when I was researching the information. So by Elcon, we're going to be playing The Art of Staying Tough, which features a guest vocalist, KCMQ, off of Elcon's 2018 album, Insecurity as a Being. And then we're going to go to The Art of Repairing by Polish solo project by Marius Duda, Lunatic Soul, off of his 2018 album, Under the Fragmented Sky. I think they actually came out around the same time. So let's get into these arts. The Art of Staying Tough by Elcon and The Art of Repairing by Lunatic Soul.
There's no poetry till you find it yourself, even when your insides are crumbling. And the wise have ditched the fool, they've been inspiring, even when your insides are crumbling. And your outside's all alone.
Thank you.